Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is a man known to all, Jeff Budd, the man who needs no introduction. How are you doing, Jeff?
Good morning, Robert. I'm fine. Thank you.
And
how about you? How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. And it's great to see you out in kind of just like a floral print Hawaiian shirt. I mean, a little sunshine. And
Aloha Friday.
Yeah.
Right, isn't it?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. I
love every day's Aloha Day, especially here.
With you, Jeff, every day is Aloha Day. Not only is it Aloha Day, it's Ardi Gras is bearing down on it. Ardi Gras is here.
It's here, yes, sir, starting this very evening.
This very evening, and yesterday we got a little preview during Ted Howard's Good Day Radio Show.
Good.
We had some live music by a singer-songwriter, and there is more on tap tonight.
Yes, sir. Well, the Haunted Wind Chimes tonight.
Right.
Oh,
that's right.
And then tomorrow night is the, I want to make sure I get the title right, it's the first annual Great Songwriters Concert. It'll be at the Performing Arts Center, 7 o'clock. And one of the neat things about it is they've invited some of the students from the drama debate team who took state this year to come and perform, participate as well. So you're going to get a double good deal there with singer-songwriters and first-class student drama debate doing what they've done up in which won the state. So that'll be exciting.
Okay, so Haunted Wind Chimes tonight.
Yes, sir, at the community house.
7 p.m. at the community house. I guess I'll note that on the website it gives the wrong venue for the wind chimes.
I've been chastised more than three times.
Okay, so there's a fourth time.
Thank you.
It's at the Nakahiti house, the wind chimes tonight.
That was totally my fault, too. I take the total blame.
Tomorrow afternoon, a workshop with the Wind Chimes.
Yes, well, I'll bet your next guest will know more about that than I.
Okay, so we'll learn about that. Cindy Edwards is going to be coming in here in just a moment with Sitka Folk and the Hames Center. The Great Songwriters Concert at the Performing Arts Center tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Yep, you can get tickets at Old Harbor Books.
And then the calendar. The arts calendar is just it's thick with stuff. You've got the Wearable Art Show.
Yep, that's coming up next Friday, Saturday, March 2nd and 3rd, and you can still get tickets at Old Harbor Books. And it looks to be, I've seen the lineup is pretty much lined up, and I think there's going to be some pretty interesting outfits and things there. I think people will be pleased.
Okay, and I've noticed that every year it seems like the bar gets raised just a little bit higher.
Yep.
On this, for the kind of creativity and energy that's going into it, have you managed to get a look at anything yet?
No, and it's funny because as you read I get the descriptions, and you can't really tell what they're really talking about, except it's very, very intriguing, and so I'm looking forward to seeing exactly what people's description, what it is when you get to see it, because a lot of times, if you remember last year, for a quick example, there was one that was called the Baby Doll. Well, So my idea might just immediately flash on a baby doll dress, you know. But no, it wasn't a baby doll. It was a dress with baby dolls all over the dress.
Your mind didn't immediately flash to the Victoria's Secret catalog.
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
Baby doll.
Or with a guy with a tank top.
Yeah, all right.
And then he came out with a tank. So you never know.
Okay, wordplay is wordplay happens at
yes,
the Wearable Art Show. So the Wearable Art Show is, again, I'm looking at the sitkaarts.org. It says Friday, March 2nd, and Saturday, the 3rd.
Yes, sir. So it'll be the same show.
It's the same show?
Pretty much. I think there's one or two people that can only do it one night, but essentially either night's going to be the same show.
And is it going to be a walk down the runway kind of thing and then a chance to view the pieces up close?
Yeah, so we'll do the – yes, sir, you're exactly right. It'll be like we did the last year. People will walk the runway. There'll be a grand finale. Then we'll have a reception afterwards so you can really see some of the handiwork and crafts that have gone into making these outfits.
Okay, so this is two nights.
Yes, sir, because last year we sold out and people – I couldn't get a ticket, so we said, well, we'll just do it two nights.
Okay.
See what happens.
All right. This is kind of upping the ante against communities like Ketchikan, I guess.
Well, they are. And you know what? While we're on the subject, we stole the idea from Ketchikan, and I used to think that the idea of wearable art originated in New Zealand, but they've been doing it 24 years, and I think Ketchikan's been doing it 25 or 26 years.
Okay, so not quite upping the ante yet. We can't. We'll have to do this two nights
Well, they do it four nights.
They do it four nights in Ketchikan?
Yeah.
All right, I just take back everything.
I don't know. Our stuff is every bit as good as theirs and or Juno's.
Okay, four nights. Mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
In the Ted Ferry Civic Center, which is like 400 people.
Wow, okay. What else? What else?
Oh, so Ray Troll is going to be here with the Ratfish Wranglers Musical Science Hour on the 9th. At the Community House again, and tickets are Earl Harbor Books. There'll be the Ode to Sitka Art Show, and there'll be an art walk. But I think if you like Ray Troll's music or his art, you'll like his art. And if you like his music, you'll like his music. Anyhow, if you've never been to a Musical Science Hour, it'll be worth the thing. You'll have his slides there. You'll have a local band of Ratfish Wranglers, and it'll be a good show.
All right. So that's going to be next Friday, 7 to 9 at the Nakahiti.
Yes, sir.
Community House, and I have seen Ray Troll give a presentation at the library, and the only thing missing was his guitar or his mandolin or whatever he plays. It's nice that you're going to...
It's going to be a mesh of all of it. Music, slides, science, fun.
Okay.
And more fun, like he would say, than a barrel of eels, whatever that is.
You coaxed him into playing. That's good. And what about the tattoo thing?
Okay, the Greater Sitka Arts Council is going to jump into a new adventure, and we're working with the Bayview Pub, and we're going to host a Tattoo as Body Art contest Monday, May 12th, and there'll be more information coming out about that. We're excited because it's a new demographic, it'll be fun, and it's a fundraiser for the Arts Council.
Okay.
So we'll know more when it happens.
Tattoos can be fun.
Yes, sir.
And
Jeff, funny, I suppose.
All right. And so, Jeff, I'm looking at sitkaarts.org. That's SITKAARTS.org. And the calendar is right on the homepage. But is there also a special Artie Gras webpage?
I think there is an Artie Gras one.
Which is Artie Gras, ARTIGRAS.info.
Yes, sir.
And all these things that we've been talking about are on that calendar. And there is just this one... thing that Mr. Jeff Budd made this grievous error, and he has not corrected it yet, but the Haunted Wind Chimes will be tonight at the Nakahiti and not the Performing Arts Center.
Correct.
But songwriters tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center.
Yes, sir. Thank you for this.
Thanks, Jeff, for coming in. We're going to split this interview. We mentioned that Cindy Edwards with Sitka Folk and the Haim Center would be in, and... Which hat do you want to wear first, Cindy? Sitka Folk, should we clear up the Wind Chimes workshop?
Yeah, just clear up that Wind Chime. So basically, if you tune into Studio 2B, the show today, the Haunted Wind Chimes will be on there, and we will have all the full disclosure happening on that very moment. So come tune back in.
And that'll be at 10:30?
Yeah, 10:30 to 12.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to find out more about the Haunted Wind Chimes and... what they're going to be playing tonight and about the workshop tomorrow, that's your chance. Okay.
It's going to be awesome. They really are phenomenal. Like one of those things you're going to regret not going as opposed to regret going. So just go.
All right.
Just do it.
Haunted Wind Chimes have made a guest appearance on Prairie Home Companion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sweet.
So on next hat, Cindy.
Hats on.
The Haim Center. This Sunday, this is your second Fine Hearts Camp.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So we are going to gather from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Haim Center. It's open to everybody. It's free for all. And we're just going to get together as the town of Sitka and play together for 2 hours. And we're celebrating our first birthday of community-run Haim Center. So volunteer, community, and it's a great time in the life of the Haim Center.
Yeah, it's a chance to sort of check out what's going on at Haim's, but also sort of... learn about things. I mean, there is quite a bit of structure there. It's not like we're throwing the doors open to Haim's. Everybody just come do whatever. I mean, there will be sort of booths you can go to.
Yeah, it's part of the Heart Healthy Month, and we thought, you know, this is a great time to come together and celebrate our hearts and the health that they bring. So we're partnering with Search and Sitka Community Hospital, Sitka Physical Therapy, the Sitka Fire Hall, Sitka Total Fitness. So it's a big partnership, and we're all going to come together. The Bouncy House has been donated for the event. So it's great for the kids. We've got some new toys on the way, stickers and tattoos, and just a lot of good heart healthy information. So we'll do blood pressure screening, Also, we'll have heart rate monitoring information by two awesome leaders here in town. workouts for you. The volunteers have been trained through Sitka Physical Therapy, and they can take you through a workout and kind of set you up. And we'll have a couple personal trainers up there as well to meet you. Minor injury screening with Paul Collum from Sitka Physical Therapy. And cholesterol tests for women, and then just some great heart healthy information, cookbooks. The dietitian from Search is coming as well, so you can come ask all your nutrition questions to her, and we'll just it's just going to be a grand old time. So two great hours, and everybody is welcome. All ages will have something from everybody.
Yeah, I guess I ought. You were alluded to it. I guess I should disclose. I will be working at the heart monitoring information desk with heart. Yeah, the heart rate monitor information desk with Carolyn Hewer with Sitka Total Fitness, and I'm there. I think I'm mainly there. Just there's nothing in it for me going there except to allow you to see that kind of sluggish people like me can benefit from this kind of paying attention to cardio training. I don't pay attention to it much anymore, but I did for a while. It was really kind of an interesting tool.
Well, so. I know about you that when you get into something, you study it thoroughly. So you have a rich mind that will be really, really well used. So.
Well, thanks.
And with Carolyn, man, you can't go wrong.
And is this one of those things where once you agree to do it for life?
Well, you know, only if it's you, Robert.
Okay.
if you're good.
It's a really... It sounds like a really neat partnership and a really good chance. I imagine you're expecting a lot of Hames regulars, and maybe this is a good chance if you're somebody who hasn't been to Hames yet. It's a chance to kind of check it out and just sort of get a picture of what's available there and what's available in the community in terms of fitness.
And come on down and meet the new manager, Carrie Johnson, and the classroom coordinator, Jessica Franson. We're going to highlight all the classes. So if you've wondered, what's TRX or what's spinning or salsa, Brendan Jones has been teaching three different salsa classes every week. And come check it all out. We're going to have little expos so you can see what's happening. And then you can join up with a yoga class at 5:30 with Lexi Fish and do some yoga for a half an hour. So there's a lot of great opportunities. So come for the whole kaplooey.
And it's going to be this Sunday?
This Sunday. That's in just a couple days.
4 to 6 p.m. And just come anytime during those 2 hours. And
just come on. Yeah. Yeah. Come for the whole time, though, really.
Okay.
Get the full, you got to get the full gamut.
All right.
Yeah.
Cindy Edwards is... What is your title with Hames on the advisory committee?
I'm still a volunteer, and we have this Hames advisory team, and we're all volunteering to keep the ship running the right course, and it's doing great. We are really, really lucky right now. Over 25 volunteers, and just keeping the place rolling. So
thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me here.
We've been talking about the Fine Hearts Camp at Hames this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. It's free. Everybody's welcome.